WPLN News at 5:04. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has officially called a special session for the legislature to redraw the state's congressional maps. The move follows pressure from President Trump and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. Lee and Senate Republican leadership had been hesitant to come back to Nashville so soon before the state's congressional primaries. Early voting in federal races starts in mid-July, and the deadline to file passed over a month ago. The legislature will be reconvening this upcoming Tuesday for the special session. The last-minute redistricting effort was spurred by a U.S. Supreme Court decision that walked back part of the Voting Rights Act. That part had protected Memphis against racial gerrymandering. There are small local-only elections playing out right now in many Tennessee communities. Early voting wrapped up yesterday and turnout was low. In Nashville, just over 22,000 people cast ballots, or less than 6% of Davidson County voters. With Election Day coming up, WPLN's Cynthia Abrams surveys what's at stake in Nashville.
Later this year, during the midterms, we'll see the big races. Governor, congressional seats, state house. But right now, we've got local races. That's things like the school board, judges, court and county clerks. And while these are technically primary elections, none of the races have any Republican candidates. So whoever wins this Democratic primary will take office. Some candidates are unopposed, but the county clerk, school board District 6, and 20th Judicial District with three candidates to choose from. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The special session for redistricting was announced just a few minutes ago. We had a little bit about that for you here at the beginning of this news break, and we will have more information at 5:32.